Bonjour, Strasvutti. Yes, I am Russian. Mary Konstantinovna Bashkirtsev, born Poltava in 1858. Mama, my aunt, cousin Dina and I left Russia when my parents divorced, and we travelled all around Europe, France, Italy, Germany too when I was unwell. I loved Italy. In Rome, studied painting with Katowinski and began singing lessons. So ambitious. Singing I can have the triumph I thirst for. Not to be. My voice failed me. Began my journals 8:14, vowed to write honestly. I do hope that my diaries will be of interest to people in many different ways, even though, and I own up to it myself, I sound like a demented teenager, which I was. Crushes on the famous men we met, the handsome Duke of Hamilton, and many others. Had governesses, but drew up my own plan of studies, languages, literature, art, music. What joy when we four wanderers arrived in Paris in 1877. French society opened its doors to us, though the Russian embassy took longer, family scandals concerning the infamous Uncle George. To see Bernard and the plays of Molière, and to go to concerts and balls. I'm not ugly, rather pretty, have the voice of a statue and beautiful hair which I love to style. Wonderful to dress in gowns of silk mull. To be seen and observed, everyone. At the Académie Julien, which accepts women students, most girls are poor, and how they mock me in words and sketches, prancing into class with my little dog and my maid. They will see. I shall work hard to succeed. I paint a fine picture of us all in the studio. My only rival, Louise Breslow. I am jealous. I receive encouragement from Julien himself and our artist tutor, Tony Robert Fleury. Main stumbling block to my progress is my health. First my voice, now I cough constantly and spit blood. They say I suffer from laryngitis and must rest and go for cures. Ugh, the blisters and burnings. Hearing too is a problem and so embarrassing, especially difficult to hide when painting portraits. Religion? No. God? Yes. I believe in God, but don't want to be bothered with trifles, icons, relics. In church, I think only about clothes. I pray only at home, alone. I'm in shock. I'm better, dead. Who will succeed him? I loved him because he defended the poor. I fight for equality and education for women, write articles for La Citoyenne, and implore Julien to allow us into the men's art classes to study the nude. Could lead to us doing more interesting works. Oh, why am I not a man? Women are so much to be pitied. We can't paint outdoors without attracting unwanted attention, and we can't go out alone at night. But at last, some success. Salon accepts my paintings in 1880, 81, and 83. Oh, thrilled to see my works hung. Admire the sculptures of Saint-Marceau, who inspires me to create my Nausicaa, and the paintings of Sebastian Lepage. This man is a poet. His works breathe life. The boy in his pamèche looks at you, and you listen as if you were going to speak. He is alive. Jules and I have become friends, and he and his brother come to dine often. My work, Le Meeting, attracts much attention at the Salon. 1884. Many requests to photograph it. It's reproduced in newspapers, even in Russia. New Times of St. Petersburg want an interview. Le Figaro Illustré wanted a painting and published it. Cholera in Paris. 70 people a day dying in Marseille and 30 in Toulon. Why do they not close these ports? But all is not well with Jules. He too is ill. Seriously, I fear. I have been visiting him every day. Alas, now I too am bedridden. Doctors finally admit that I'm consultative. Jules' brother, Emile, carries him up my stairs to sit with me. I'm so tired. It's only a few weeks to my 26th 6th birthday. Please let Jules Emile bring Jules to see me tomorrow. Bonne nuit. Dobre notte.